2609 David Drive, Metairie. 504-455-5199. Rico's Tires and Wheels. Quality used tires. They fix flat tires, too, and they do wheel repair. Just a few blocks south of Veterans, 2609 David Drive, Metairie. 504-455-5199.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornax, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
empanada. An empanada is a half-moon-shaped turnover, usually stuffed with some kind of meat. It's found in both Spanish and Latin American cuisines. Empanada literally means enclosed in bread. The bread, in this case, is a flour tortilla, or sometimes pie dough. Ground beef, pork, and sausage are typical empanada fillings. Both Natchitoches-style meat pies and Hubig's pies qualify as empanadas. The best empanada in New Orleans were the tuna-filled empanadas at the sadly defunct Rio Mar. You can get empanadas now at a popular place called Empanola.
Join us for the food show every weekday, 2 to 4, right here.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your comments and questions to 504-556-9696. And now, here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Rudy Cicchini.
Welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. And also, of course, you can find us on the Mixler app if you haven't gotten it yet. Highly recommend doing so because it is very nice, very sleek, looks good, sounds good, and there are no ads or anything like that. So that's where I would recommend going to listen. If you're going to listen online or on an app, that's the place to go. Rude, did you have a good Memorial Day weekend?
Sure did. Got a lot of stuff done around the house as usual. I've been doing this time of year. And one thing this time around, I really didn't barbecue. That sounds odd for Memorial Day, but we got some carry out from a local smokehouse here in town, and it was awesome. It was good, and kind of rode that train this weekend and ate some leftovers.
Well, there you go. I did barbecue this weekend. I didn't do anything too crazy. I just stuck to the classics with some burgers and some brats and some dogs, and did some portobello mushrooms for Brenda, and it was good. Had some Budweisers, and then had a daiquiri, and it was nice. It was a little warm out on Sunday, but all good nonetheless. And watched the Blues blow it on Friday night. That was disappointing.
Yeah.
Especially since they were up. I think they were up 2-0 and lost it.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Yeah, so it'll be an interesting series. We'll talk a little bit more about the Avalanche and the Edmonton Oilers maybe a little bit later, but Yeah, it was a good weekend, man. It was nice to get away and take a break. And yesterday I didn't do anything. Absolutely nothing. Just hung out, watched the Cardinal game, hung out with the dog and played some video games and ate leftovers, and that was it, man. That was really all I needed to do. I did go see the new Top Gun, which we'll talk more about in the next segment. But yeah, man, it was all good. And I wanted to tell you a story last week, and I can't believe that I forgot about telling you this. And it's been a while since I've had a streetcar story to tell on the air, but this one is it's too crazy not to share. So hope you're ready.
Please indulge me.
So last Tuesday, whenever I was leaving the radio station, I usually take the streetcar just because I don't want to drive down here and pay for parking and all that. So I usually take the streetcar back and forth to work. And so I'm waiting for the streetcar, and this person comes across the street, which originally I thought was a guy. It wasn't. And so the person wanted a cigarette. So I said no, I didn't have any. Well, then she proceeds to tell me that she's not a man, she's a female. I'm like, okay, well, either way, it doesn't matter. I don't have a cigarette either way for you. So then she proceeds to tell me I was wearing my Cardinal hat and I had a bottle of water in my back pocket. Proceeds to tell me that I'm God because I was wearing a baseball hat and had a bottle of water in my back pocket. And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about. Then it gets better. Then she asks me if I would have sexual relations with her. We'll put it that way.
Wow.
Yeah. I said no thank you. I'm just trying to get home. I just want to go home and be done with my work day is really the only thing I want. So then she proceeds to get out in the middle of the road on St. Charles and does this weird dance. I don't know what that was, but it was interesting. Then proceeds to walk back onto the sidewalk and then change clothes on the sidewalk.
So she did she turn from a woman to a man, like right there, like Superman in a phone booth?
No, she was definitely a woman. I saw it all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like I just want to go home. And then of course it was one of those times where two streetcars passed by because they were full. So I had to probably deal with this for like 25, 30 minutes. I'm like, well, yeah.
I got to make a quote from the first Top Gun. Was she inverted?
Dude, she was something.
You did get a Polaroid of it, right?
yeah, absolutely. Wow, man. I've seen some things, but that was one of the weirdest ones I've dealt with at the streetcar.
Yeah. So. Last time I was down, I think what got me that weekend was seeing the man, the bus driver urinating on the side of a building. Yeah. That shocked me because he had like
his uniform on.
Yes. He had like a safety vest on. So like you could really see him and he's just up against a brick wall, just, letting it loose. I was shocked. I've never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, I would like to say that those are few and far between, but you see stuff like that a lot more than probably we should live in here. So there you go, man. I thought I would share you my tales from the streetcar.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, it was a good one. All right. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about what I also did over the weekend was I saw the new Top Gun Maverick movie. So we'll come back. We'll talk about that. And We got all kinds of stuff to get to. We've been gone for a few days, so stick around. We'll be back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Ephelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Ephelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Ephelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876. Or find us on the web at effelinas.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. Talking a little bit about it before we went to break, but I want to talk a lot about it. And I went and saw
the new Top Gun movie over the weekend, Top Gun Maverick. And I can tell you wholeheartedly, everything you're reading in about the reviews of it, about how good it is, they're all true. It is awesome. It's probably, I mean, for something, you know, you got to think the original came out in 1986. So 36 years between movies, which I actually remember going and seeing the original in the theaters too. It does a fantastic job of carrying the nostalgia with it. And then also having just a good story. You know, I'm not going to give away any spoilers or anything like that, but, you know, Tom Cruise has to go back to Top Gun to teach they're all Top Gun graduates. He's got to get them trained so they can go on a mission. And one of those pilots is Goose's son. And so that's where things get interesting. But man, I don't think there was anything I could say negative about the movie. I mean, the action obviously is awesome. We saw it in IMAX, which I think that's really the only way to go if you're gonna see this movie. But you know, even from the beginning, you got the theme song at the beginning of the movie, and then they don't waste any time. You get Highway to the Danger Zone.
Oh.
I was ready to fly a pilot a jet at that point.
Yeah, I would have had my aviators on, and that would have been something.
It's awesome, man. I highly recommend going and checking it out. And you know, and it did awesome at the box office this weekend. It looks like it did an estimated $156 million domestically for its 4-day opening.
Wow, that's awesome.
I think it only costs like $182 to make. So I say only.
Yeah.
So they've almost made their money back in the first weekend. And I guarantee with the word of mouth, they'll have another strong weekend coming up. And you know, what's even more crazy about it is when I read this, that is the biggest debut at the box office for Tom Cruise in his whole career.
Wow. That's crazy. I didn't realize that.
And he never had $100 million opening.
Nice. He's I guess good to pull it off sometime. What not better way to do it towards the, you know, end of your career. I'm sure he's not done acting, but it's towards, mm-hmm. you know, towards the back end of it at least.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking about it watching the movie too, though. I don't even know how old he is. I'm sure he's got to be 60, I would think, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he's got to at least be in his 60s. I'd say mid-60s.
Let's see, how old is he? He's 59.
Oh, wow.
But
sorry, you know, Tom.
Yeah, sorry, didn't mean to age you. But he, you know, looking at it, he doesn't look like he's 59 years old. And, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, there's obviously a lot of action, things like that. But I mean, dude looks pretty good, man.
Good deal. I'm hoping there's a volleyball scene.
Something similar. Not volleyball though, but yes.
Ping pong?
No. Badminton. No.
Oh.
No, they play touch football on the beach.
Nice.
But I mean, there's everything you could think of to give a nod to that nostalgia from the first one. It's in there.
Good deal.
Yeah, I hope that everybody that's making sequels and doing all those things, I hope that they take a good hard look at that at Top Gun Maverick and see how it's done and do it well. It's good, man. It's got some good funny parts in it too, and it's just a great movie. I'd highly recommend going and checking it out.
I'm gonna do that.
Yep, I'd say you need to get on it. So that made me think about what other movies that are sequels that are coming out in the next year. And looking at this list, there is a new Star Trek sequel coming out, The Equalizer 3.
I love Denzel.
Yeah. There's another Mission Impossible coming out, which I do. I like those movies too.
There's one on here.
Go ahead.
There's one on here that I see, and it's kind of like beating a dead horse. And that's the Fast and the Furious. I mean, yeah. I enjoy them, but I think they might have stayed a little past their checkout date.
You know, I can honestly say I've never seen a Fast and Furious movie.
Wow.
Yeah, I've not watched. Only thing I've watched was the Jason Statham Rock movie. What was it? Hobbs and blah, blah, blah. I can't even remember the name of it.
Yeah.
I watched that and that was pretty good. But okay. I haven't seen any of those. Now, one movie that I am looking forward to is, have you watched the John Wick series?
Yeah, I love John Wick.
There's the fourth one of that is coming out in March of next year. And I haven't seen the latest one of these, but there's another one coming out next year, but Scream 6. And I think that's probably getting on. I think that goes along with what you said about, you know, beating a dead horse.
Yeah, I agree there, man. That's, I mean, you can only do so much. I mean, I forget the guy's name, but I always used to joke with my wife about him. Anyways, I'll have to look it up here in a second.
But yeah, and new Guardians of the Galaxy, and then also coming out next June, Indiana Jones 5, which, okay, we'll see.
Yeah, right.
You know, but again, if you haven't went and seen Top Gun, go do yourself a favor and check it out. Go multiple times because it's pretty damn good. And it's a movie that I think I could watch again in the theaters.
So. Yeah, I would love to see that in an IMAX. And actually, to tell you the truth, man, I've never seen a movie in IMAX yet. And I'm wanting to do that. That's on the bucket list, you know?
It's awesome, dude. I mean, especially with AMC brought back the matinee prices. If you go before 3 o'clock, even on the weekends, which I don't like going to the movies at night anyways. I feel like it's wasting my evening. I don't know why I'm weird like that. I prefer to go on the weekend during the day. The yeah. earlier, the better. So yeah, if you can check it out. And it was like $15 a ticket to go and see it in IMAX. So not bad.
Yeah, that isn't bad. Did you get you some popcorn and some goobers?
I got some popcorn and a cherry Coke. I don't even normally drink soda, but I had to got a cherry Coke for that event. You know, something special. So
you're dangerous.
I am. All right, man. Let's take a break. Get some news. We'll come back. We'll talk some NBA. The NBA finals are going to be starting in 2 days on your birthday, and. We'll talk about the NHL playoffs, and we got some baseball stuff to get to. So stick around. We'll be back with more after this.
The Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
You are my sunshine.
Hi, I'm Big John Mason. Did you know that Governor Jimmy Davis loved Louisiana so much he gave us our state's official song, You Are My Sunshine? If you love Louisiana and you enjoy cutting-edge news and political commentary, Then please listen to the Big John Mason Show, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, 1 to 2 p.m., broadcasting live from WGSO 990 AM in the heart of New Orleans.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more.
With the Louisiana Radio Network Legislative Report, I'm Brooke Thorington. After passing in the House and a Senate committee, a so-called constitutional carry bill gets reassigned to a second committee hearing. Kevin Gallagher reports on what that may mean.
The bill allows one the option of getting a concealed carry permit or not. It's passed the House and the Senate Judiciary Committee, but last week was recommitted to Senate Revenue and Fiscal Affairs. I asked political analyst Bernie Pinsonet why they would do that.
Being sent back to Revenue and Fiscal means that probably they don't want this bill to reach the Senate floor and to pass.
He says it could be the optics of passing a gun permissive bill just days after the Uvalde, Texas massacre, or it could be lack of interest in a veto override showdown. The bill gets that hearing today, but it leaves very little time for a Senate floor debate and vote before the session ends Monday.
And it probably means they're not going to vote on it.
I'm Kevin Gallagher.
Governor Edwards issued a statement in light of recent gun violence in Buffalo and Uvalde, gun safety discussions, and action involving expanded background checks and red flag laws are very much in order. LRN.
A deadly surge is plaguing our state. Domestic homicides. Louisiana now ranks fifth nationally in these deaths. According to the NCADV, the presence of a firearm in a domestic violence situation increases the risk of homicide by 500%. But Louisiana has laws to help keep these weapons out of the hands of domestic abusers. Learn about the Firearm Divestiture Program by contacting your sheriff's office or visiting agjefflandry.com. This PSA was supported by subgrant number 5336 awarded by the Louisiana Commission on Law Enforcement for the Stop Forming the Grant Program.
Rolling road to bring the world to you. Louisiana truckers love what they do. From hauling big machines to the food we eat. Bringing so many things that make life oh so sweet. The wheels on the truck make life go round. Life go round, life go round. Louisiana truckers make life go round. In every little Louisiana town.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Located at the Frenchman Hotel, Midnight Revival pairs live music with an exciting beverage program. Our new spot on Frenchman Street offers classic cocktails, but it's the tropical libations that will keep you coming back. Midnight Revival even has our own take on the hurricane called the Champion of the World, made with passion fruit liqueur and a blood orange puree. Visit Midnight Revival at 417 Frenchman Street, follow Midnight Revival NOLA on social media, or visit midnightrevival.com for the latest updates on sips and sounds that await.
The Cool Carafe chills a half bottle of wine in 60 seconds. Go to coolcarafe.com to see the video. Coolcarafe.com chills half a bottle, about 25 degrees, in 60 seconds. It's $40 at coolcarafe.com, but $30 at Martin's Wine Cellar. Save $10. Chill wine instantly with the Cool Carafe. Coolcarafe.com is a Louisiana company. Coolcarafe.com.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Gang, to the Something to Say Radio Show, and we talked a little bit about it earlier, but unfortunately Our St. Louis Blues got eliminated Friday night in game six against the Avalanche. So Avalanche moved on, and they start game one tonight at 7 o'clock on TNT against Edmonton. And I think you're going to see a completely different type of series than what you saw in with the Blues and the Avalanche, because you got probably the best player on the planet with Connor McDavid of the Oilers, and his line mate, Leon Draisaitl, going against Nathan MacKinnon, who we talked about. Obviously he's incredible. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to see a more high scoring series. Probably it's not going to, I don't look for it to be as physical as what the last one was. There's not as much animosity between the two teams, but you know, it should be interesting. I'm hoping like hell the Avalanche don't make it to the Stanley Cup Finals now.
But yeah, I can see Barry Melrose's hair getting a little bit grayer over this series.
Yeah, for sure.
But I'm rooting for Edmonton, man. Let's go Oilers. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, like I said, Connor McDavid. If you haven't spent any time watching hockey or watching the playoffs, the dude he's just on a different level. I mean he's fantastic. And it was funny, the other day I went, there's a convenience store right around the corner, a little corner market, and the guy that works in there, he's a younger guy, and a lot of times I'll have my Blues hat on, and he's like, man, I was thinking about you the other day. And I'm like, oh yeah, how so? And he's like, I started watching hockey and man, I love it. He's like, it's awesome. He's like, I want to go to a game now. I'm like, yeah, well, playoff hockey's, it's intense, man. You know, every line shift matters. And he's like, oh, I just can't believe like they don't let him fight as much. I'm like, I know, I don't understand why they don't. I guess because there's more people watching, so they don't want it to look like a bunch of thugs,
I guess. But I don't know how you're gonna make a bunch of Canadians and people look, you know, from Canada look like thugs, because yeah, they're pretty stand-up characters up there. And I actually want to visit Canada. I would love to, you know, check out Toronto and yeah, Calgary and Edmonton. I hear it's real nice up there, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind checking it out either, especially Toronto. I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah, because you know, you can check out a ball game, and you know, you can go to a hockey game as well. That'd be cool. Yeah.
The Eastern Conference Finals is the Rangers knocked off the Carolina Hurricanes. I guess that was
last night.
Was it last night? Yeah, last night. They'll be taking on Tampa Bay, which Tampa Bay is going for their third Stanley Cup in a row. And I'm gonna be honest with you, they look really tough to beat.
Yeah, they look real strong. It's crazy. It's like these Tampa Bay teams and all the sports, they kind of got everybody, you know, right now where they want to be, you know. I mean, you know, you got the Rays in baseball, they're always up there, you know. Mm-hmm. If not, you know, right next, second place. And, mm-hmm, you know, you got the Bucks, you know, and with Brady, and then the Lightning, man, three in a row. That's something. That's something to talk about for sure.
Yeah, and I mentioned it the other day that I didn't see the last game of the Lightning series, but the goalie for the Lightning, he was stopping at one, like I think it was the second to last game they played, he'd stopped like 98% of the shots on goal at him. Like, there's nobody that's going to beat you if your goalie is that good.
Yeah, that's insane. I mean, you're basically shooting the puck at a brick wall.
Yeah. So it'll be fun to watch. And maybe I've once I'm over my bitterness, you know, maybe towards the end of the week, I'll peek in on it and see what's going on. So the NBA Finals, like I said, that's going to start on Thursday, and the Celtics finally wrapped it up with the Heat on Sunday. How'd you do on your bet Sunday?
Not very well at all. Jimmy Butler and Tatum got me again, and I think I had an under on Jaylen Brown, and he went over, obviously.
Yeah.
But that was pretty cool, you know, at the end of the game, Jimmy Butler talking to Tatum. They got that on camera, telling him, you know, it's his title. So
yeah, I think it's going to be a really good series between the Warriors and the Celtics. You know, it's again, there's another instance of it's going to be way different than what we saw in the last series. Mm-hmm. You know, the Warriors don't play a whole lot of defense, and the Celtics do. And
right,
you know, you're going to get to see which is, you know, who's going to make it work. You know, a defensive team, are they going to be able to shut down a very high powered offense, or vice versa? Are the Celtics going to have to play the Warriors game? And I think if the Celtics get into, you know, trying to outscore them, I don't think it's going to work out very well for them. Yeah. But if they keep doing what they've been doing, just play good defense, man, I think Celtics are going to win the series.
That'd be nice. I mean, I'm tired of Golden State, you know. It's kind of funny how you feel towards a city and their different teams. Like, I could care less about the Red Sox, mm-hmm. but you know, I kind of like the Celtics with the hometown boy Tatum on the team, you know, and mm-hmm. Marcus Smart, he plays good too. He's kind of like a junior worm, you know.
he plays great defense, and he's I think he's a good point guard, man. He distributes the ball really well. Jaylen Brown, he's kind of up and down, so you don't really know. I think overall he's a pretty good wingman, since mm-hmm. we talked Top Gun to Tatum. But and Robert Williams, I think he's played really well in the playoffs for him at center. He's got, you know, he's a good rebounder. Al Horford's played well. He got a $5 million bonus for them making the NBA finals, by the way.
That's crazy, because he really shook me on DraftKings for sure this series with some of his, you know, over unders, man. I couldn't figure that guy out, man. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I was usually taking the over for him on rebounds at 6, because he's usually good for 6. Points, I think I took 6 once. I think he got right at 6, and I didn't tempt fate anymore after that. But it's going to be interesting. It's going to be tough, really, I think, to pick tomorrow or Thursday night. Like, let's see what the money line is. The line is 211.5. Ooh, I don't know. It's so hard. That first game, I think there's going to be a lot of, it could very well be a high scoring game, because you know, that's kind of like a feeling out process of seeing how they're going to play things. The Warriors right now, it'll be in, they'll be playing at home. They're 3.5 point favorites. I don't know. You know, that's a tough one to call. I don't know if I could justify 211.5.
Yeah. It all really depends on if all these 3-pointers are going to fall or not.
Yeah,
honestly, I mean, cause mm-hmm. you know, Tatum's capable of hitting, you know, 5 or 6 a game, and then, you know, Brown can hit 3 or 4 or 5, yeah. And then, you know what Golden State can do. So,
yeah,
I mean, there it is right there on the table.
Yeah. I think you're right, man. I think it all comes down to how, you know, how efficient they are at hitting 3-pointers. I would stay away from, if you're going to, I would do same game parlay and leave the money lines alone. Leave the over unders alone, and leave the spread alone on this, just to kind of at least get a gauge on how this, get a better idea of how this is going to shake out. You know, how, you know, is the defense going to hold, or is it going to be an offensive explosion?
Yeah, that's what I would do, but what do I know?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I always say don't take our advice, because,
yeah,
I mean, we've won more than we've lost, but.
Yeah, we're just amateurs.
Yep, we're definitely amateurs at this, and it seems like there's always one guy, always yeah. one guy that screws you in the whole situation.
That's right. But, you know, one thing I do got to say, you know, in when you're doing sports betting, you know, you don't have to bet a lot to have fun with it. I mean, because it just being having something on the line, it makes the game so much more interesting to watch if you're not, you know, if you don't have a dog in the fight, you know. That's how I always see it, and that's with any sport.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I 100% agree. That's you know, it's part of getting the action, you know. Makes it gives it the juice.
That's right. Makes it dangerous. Ice, man.
All right, well, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk some baseball, and then we'll get out of here for the evening. So stick around. We'll be back with more after this.
Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The next time you're on Frenchman Street, let the sound of live music lead you to Midnight Revival, where the night is always young. Find your spot at the bar or by the stage with your new favorite drink in hand. Live music that pairs perfectly with our lineup of tropical drinks and classic New Orleans cocktails. See what's on the menu at MidnightRevival.com. Find out who's playing by following us on Instagram at MidnightRevivalNola. Find us at 417 Frenchman Street in the Frenchman Hotel, and we'll see you soon for some sips and sounds.
It's well known that New Orleanians know how to party and throw a party, and Evelina's Events is part of that fine tradition. Evelina's Events is a New Orleans area event company that has provided complete event planning, full setup, and services since 2002. This service also includes everything from invitation design all the way up to even the cleanup after the event. Evelina's Events is also available to partner with you anywhere you choose to hold your event. No event is too big or too small, so give us a call at 504-957-3876 or find us on the web at efelinas.com.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Something to Say radio show. So we talked hockey, we talked basketball, we might as well talk some baseball too. And I don't know how many times I've bitched and pissed and moaned about power rankings on this show, because I don't I don't even understand. I think what they do is MLB.com or NFL.com, whichever one you want to pick. I think that this is truly, they give this job to like interns for something to do. Because like, you know, how, like in football, there's already power rankings for next season. How? We haven't even went to training camp yet, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't make much sense.
But they've this week with the with MLB, they've also added the World Series odds. And shockingly, I know that you're not going to believe this, but they picked the Dodgers as the best team in baseball right now.
No way.
Yeah. Their odds are plus 425 on winning the World Series. And I haven't watched enough, but I've paid attention enough to see them get beat by some teams they shouldn't have gotten beaten by.
Yeah, old Walker Buehler, he got banged around by the Pirates, and he wasn't very happy when he went in that dugout. He threw his glove and he was angry.
Remember when John Tudor punched the fan and broke his hand and then
let a tutor.
Yeah. He was on the DL. I think he missed significant time from that too.
Yeah. It's what you get when you add insult to injury, man. I mean, you don't want to hurt yourself when you're pissed off. That's for sure. And because you even look like a bigger moron.
Right. The number two power ranked team this week is the Padres. Last week they were eighth and they don't even have this in order. The Dodgers are ranked number one. The Padres are number two on the list as far as, I guess, World Series odds. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fifth in the power rankings.
Yeah, and last week they were eighth. I was like, there's no way the Padres should be number two.
Especially without, you know, their star, Tatis. I mean, I know Machado's playing well, but I don't see him doing that all year. I mean, it's hard for any Major League Baseball player to, you know, stay lit on fire like that all season. But, yeah, I don't agree with that one. That's for sure.
No. You know, I'm sure that getting Tatis back will help them tremendously, but I just don't see it. Their starting pitching's been okay. 3.2 ERA. Averaging not a little over 9 strikeouts a game. But opposing teams are only averaging 3.7 runs a game. So, you know, if that starts to slip a little bit, the success of that team is going to also go right along with it.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then we got the Giants. This is the most convoluted list I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, it is an intern, and I think it was either done during like a Pop-Tart breakfast or it was done late at night at a bar.
Because now you have the Giants, their odds are plus 2,500 of winning the World Series, and they're ranked 12th in their power rankings, which I don't see them winning the World Series. I'm sorry.
No.
The Red Sox are ranked 13th, but their odds are 4,500. And then you have the Mariners, whose power ranking is 21st, and their World Series odds is 11,000.
Plus 11,000. And they don't even have the Phillies on here. I mean, I like talking about the Phillies because I thought the addition of Kyle Schwarber was going to be huge.
And Castellanos, too.
Exactly. Don't quote me on this, but I think I know he's batting under 200. Yeah. And the power isn't there for him right now. But yeah, that really shocked me with Philadelphia because I thought they were going to be up there because they got a pretty good pitching staff with, Wheeler and Nola. Yeah,
Nola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's got some really good breaking stuff, but I was just shocked to see some of the way the tide's turning for some of these teams right now.
Well, and you know, that's something else too. The Mets have been playing really well without Scherzer and without DeGrom.
Yeah.
And that's they actually right now they have a 9.5 game lead over Atlanta, which Atlanta's really I mean, you can. It happens a lot of times after winning the World Series that they call, you know, the World Series hangover. But yeah, they haven't really produced.
Right.
I heard today that they're talking about trading with the Reds to get Luis Castillo, the pitcher who he's a good pitcher, and it'd be interesting to see him on a winning team where you can see what the potential actually is, because he's got a pretty decent ERA, but he's like 1-2. That's I'm assuming it's because Cincinnati's not good.
Yeah. Even though they did manage to score 20 runs last week in one game, that was shocking.
Was that against the Cubs?
I believe so. I believe so.
Because I remember laughing. Okay, so I got the real power rankings. You got 1 Dodgers, 2 Yankees, 3 Mets, which, okay, this makes sense. 4 Astros, yeah, okay. Padres 5th at 30-18, and then the rest of the field. You got the Brewers at 6, Rays at 7, Angels at 8, Twins at 9, Cardinals at 10, and then the Blue Jays, Giants, Red Sox, Braves, White Sox, Guardians, Phillies at 17. Well, and even that, like, I know that the Philadelphia media has been getting on Joe Girardi a lot, too, because I saw him, I guess they asked him, which I don't know why you would ask this of somebody who's, you know, obviously he probably is on the hot seat because they need to pull through. But I guess they asked him if he thought he was going to get fired, and he went off on that reporter, which it's a pretty stupid question to ask somebody.
Yeah, I mean, he's... He's been groomed for adversity, you know, being a Yankee for so long, playing there, and you know, being the being the skipper.
Yeah, and you know, there was talk about him too, about his management style, that it wasn't conducive to the new age of players, because he's more of an authoritarian. And you know, so a lot of the different franchises don't want to do that because these young kids have fragile egos.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. They're
right.
Fabergé eggs is what Bernie calls them here in St. Louis.
All right, man. Well, that's it. We don't have any more time. We need to get out of here.
All right. Well, it's been fun coming back. Sorry, I've been a little off today. I was I was in the ER last night for some stuff and had to get that taken care of. So I'm a little sleepy today, guys. So I'll be back full force tomorrow.
All right. Well, until tomorrow, let's just play Gloria. Or Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion. Join me, VJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.